Friends, we are continuing our series of shiurim on the topic of Ein Yeshiva Ba'azora El Lamalche Beis David Bilvad. We have already had B'siyata Deshmaya four shiurim. We saw Niflos Gedolos Mitoras Hashem B'siyata Deshmaya Gedola Me'od. And now we are continuing, again based on the Torah, B'mrein of Rabbeinu, Agon Amufla Ve'amuflog. Rabbi David Yitzchak Manzatzali, so that we saw was that there are two isurim involved in sitting in the Azara. One isur is mitzad makom hamikdash, and that would be halach l'moshe mi-Sinai, as we saw from Rashi, and there we would permit, as an isur on the yeshiva, we would permit smicha. Mashain came when it comes to the second Isser, which is Mishum Kovad HaShchina, that is a Din Chiyuvi of Amida, and that's why Yeshiva's Asser, and according to that even Smicha, wouldn't be permitted, because you need an Amida Chiyuvis out Kovad. And if it's Mitzad Kovad HaShchina, so how is the Malchei Beis David allowed to sit? If it's Mitzad HaMakom, so Malchei Beis David, this is their place. But if it's, and we saw it in the Gemara, Malchei Yehuda belongs to tribe of Yehuda, so this is their place, and Mimela, they can stand. But if it's Mitzad Kovad HaShchina, they can sit. If Mitzad Kovad HaShchina, how are the Malchei Beis David allowed to sit? And the answer is, like Rashi says in Sota, it's L'haroslam Shamachusim Shleima. Hashem gave them Kovad to show that their Malchus is complete. And with this, we will continue on. We asked a lot of kashas, and one by one, Anachnu Misalkim Otam Baruch Hashem. Says Moreno Rabbeinu Zatzal that based on this we can explain the Maharsha, who writes that even if a melech is not allowed to sit in the Azara, we saw there's a shita also Chazal that even a melech is not allowed to sit in the Azara, but he's allowed to lean, he's allowed to do smicha. Mashen Kein, others who are not allowed to sit are also not allowed to do smicha, and we said Maishna, we asked what's the difference. Why should a king be allowed to do smicha and other people not, if a king is in the same category? They're both in the category of aser lashevet. So why is a king allowed to do smicha, and according to this opinion that yeshiva is aser even for kings, why is a king allowed to do smicha and somebody else is and a regular person is not? So based on what we explained, we understand very well, because the Maharsha is going on Tosfos in the name of the Yerushalmi, that's Matir Smicha, and nevertheless, a king is Aser B'Yeshiva, even though Smicha is Mutter, a king is Aser B'Yeshiva. So maybe the Yerushalmi holds that in the Isser Shemitzad Morim Mikdosh, there is no ahead there, Mitzad Yosom Melech Al Makush Al Makom HaMikdosh. There's no heter, as far as the Morim Mikdash is concerned, there's no heter just because he's king that he's allowed to sit. That's why the Yerushalmi says that sitting is forbidden. And therefore, king is Aser Mitzad Morim Mikdash. But Mitzadi Isser Dirabbonin of Kovad HaShchina, we can say that there is a heter L'Malchus Beis David to show that his Malchus is Shleima, like Rashi says in Sota Daf Mem. So, you're right, there's no heter of Yeshiva Ba'azora, because even though he's Melech, it's not enough to be Matrim to sit in the Azara, even though this is his place, even though he's the Balabayis Kiviyachol, he still can't sit. But there is a Heter Mitzad Kovad HaShchina, that maybe Hashem wants to give him Kovad to show that his Malchus is complete. If that's true, what would be the nafkamina? That smicha, we explained at length, is only aser mitzad kovad hashchina. And there it says in the pasuk v'yeshiv David, the Yerushalmi says, "Samach atzmo b'koisel." He leaned on the wall. V'ne'amar b'zeh shechilek bo. Lo bazeh makom kavod. So that's why David was allowed to do smicha b'koitzel, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him kavod, and that's what permitted smicha. So in other words, the iser of sitting remains, because there's no heter, there's still a din of Maran Mikdash. And since there's a din of Maran Mikdash, he's not allowed to sit. But there's a heter smicha, because there's no kavod shechina here, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed him to lean to show that his malchus is shleima. So even though he's aser b'yeshiva mitzad Maran Mikdash, but he's mutter b'smicha mitzad shechalak lo amakum kavod. Hashem can a hedya, that after the Yisra Rabbanu covered Hashchini, he's even aser b'smicha. So that's the chiluk between a hedya and a melech, that a melech is mutter b'smicha, because like Rashi says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him covered to show that his malchus is shleima, Hashem can a hedya. Gevaldik. And based on this, we can explain Tosfos in Yuma Daf Chof Hei, that yeshiva is mutter ba'azara letzarech avoda, even though we see that it's an Isser Torah. Even though, according to Tosfos in Yuma, yeshiva ba'azara is an Isser Torah, but letzarech avoda, the yeshiva is permitted. So we have to understand the reason for this heter. What's the reason for the heter of Letzorech Avoda? If it's Aser, it should be Aser. And yet Tosfos says that it's Mutter Letzorech Avoda. Tema Domer Perek Beis Zvachim Ma Yoshev She'oichalim Avad Chilel. Gemara says there's no yeshiva bazara. So how's he eating the kachim? How's the kohen eating the kachim? Nazara. Inami, second teretz. This is the one we want to get to. First teretz is pashut, that when the Gemara says that a yoshev is ochel, that you sit and eat kachim, it's talking about kachim kalim outside of the mikdash. And the second teretz is that even though there's no yeshiva bazar al-malchei beis David, that's only if it's lav tzarech avoda, but achil is tzarech avoda, v'achlu osam abaylam, v'achlu osam asher kupar behem, shakohanim ochlin v'baylam miskaprim, so mishra shari. So it's mutter letzarech avoda, even though it's letzarech, even though it's an issur d'oraisa. So how are we going to understand that? So based on what we said, we can say as follows: that the issur Torah is mitzad kovod hamikdash. Kovod hamikdash is an issur shel shimush letzarecho, like Rashi says in Yevamos on page 6b, in Dibur Maschil Kapandaria, that it's an issur only when it's lo letzarech avoda. Atzias tzaracho, he's not allowed to make a shortcut for his own needs. But Letzarech Avoda is allowed to make a shortcut. Letzarech Avoda ain't no shimush letzarecho, ve'ino neged kavod hamikdash. So if we're dealing on the Doraisa level, what's the reason for the Doraisa is, sir? That it's neged kavod hamikdash. But if it's Letzarech Avoda, it's not neged kavod hamikdash. And we have in our hands a Taz. The Taz in our Echayim, in Simon Kuvbei, Sivkot and Beis writes, the reason you're allowed to sit b'seich arba amos shel hamispalel b'oisik b'torah, if you're learning Torah, you're allowed to sit within 4 amos of hamispalel. The Taz writes shehamokoim shehamispalel oimed ad mas kodesh hu kolz man shu mispalel ve'al kein tzarech lo'oisoy shu b'oisoy mokom dehainu toich dalet amos lenog bo kovid. If you're within dalet amos of the mispalel, you have to be noe kovid, because that's an ad mas kodesh. And so if you're not osik b'davar shebekedusha, there's no kedusha. So what right do you have to sit? You have to stand to show this kedusha. But if you're osik b'tefila b'divrei Torah, so you also have kedusha. You don't have to sit. You don't have to stand. That's mamish what we're saying. Tefillah is holy because it's tefillah. So if you're all sick in tefillah, you're all sick in Torah. So you're also involved in something holy. So it's not a stira to this makom kadosh. The mikdash is holy for avoda. So stam to sit, you're not allowed to. But if you're sitting letzarech avoda, it's not letzarko, for your own needs. It's letzarech avoda. It's beseder. Because that fits in with the kedusha of the mikdash. That's part of the kavod hamikdash. That's you're working letzarech avoda. That's you're sitting letzarech avoda. That's part of the kavod hamikdash. So what we're saying is what the Taz says. So, since the problem is daraisa, that means it's kavod hamikdash. We say that's halacha l'moshe misinai, but there's no lack of kavod hamikdash if you're eating letzarech avoda. So now it would appear as follows. Tosis writes in Zvochem Daf to Zayin Amar Aleph that it could be that the whole Isser is not min haTorah. And on this, the Mishnah LeMelech in the 7th parak of Hilchos Beis HaBechira and the Gvuras Ari in Yuma Daf Chof Hei, as from the Sugi Kedushin Ayin Ches Amid Beis, that the Sugi Ayin Ches Amid Beis says, what's going on? It says V'Shmuel Sheichev Beheichal Hashem. V'halo ein yeshiva ba'azara ela l'malchei beis David b'uvad. So the Gemara asks, there's only yeshiva ba'azara if you're a melech beis David. So how's Shmuel lying in the heichal of Hashem? That's the Gemara in Kiddushin. So frekt the achronim. Mishnah Melech Vurasari Ule Divrei HaTosfos Mai Kashi. According to Tosfos, that the Isser is not min haTorah, what's the Gemara's Kasha? How Shmuel was lying down? Very simple. At the time of Shmuel, the rabbis hadn't yet answered it. So you Tosfos are so bothered by the fact, you Tosfos say that the whole Isser is not min haTorah, it's only midrabbanan. Then how do you read the Gemara in Kedushin? Gemara and Kedushin has a problem with Shmuel lying there. If it's not Doraisa, if it's only Midrabanan, at the time of Shmuel, it wasn't Asur yet. It's Mabaya. What's the Kashi of the Gemara? So they blibe with the Tzarechiyun, Mishnah LeMelech and the Gevurah Seri. So it would appear that we can say as follows, that definitely Tosfos holds that it's an Isser min haTorah. Ela she min haTorah asur hadavar mitzad moram mikdash. It's Isser min haTorah. Tosfos agrees. But the Isser min haTorah is mitzad moreh mikdash, which is an Isser of shimush shel yeshiva. Don't use the mikdash for your own needs. And on this, Tosfos wasn't asking. Because what was Tosfos' kash in Zvachim? Because the Gemara in Zvachim wants to say that a zar is mechal avoda. How do you know that a zar is mechal lavoda? So the Gemara in Zvachim says, "Akal v'chomer mi Yosef, ma Yosef she'oicha, im ovad chilel, a Yosef who can eat, if he works, nevertheless, he's mechal l'avoda. A zar who's more chomer, who doesn't eat, kochim, so." It certainly must be that if he does the avoda, he's mechal the avoda. So we have that kal v'chomer. So on this, Tosfos says a kasha. No. Don't bring a raya from Yosef, because Yosef has a special chumrah that Yosef is asur ba'azar. You're not allowed to sit in the azar. Since you have that special chumrah by Yosef, you can't learn zar. Can't learn kal v'chomer to zar because Yosef is a special chumrah, and that's why Yosef is machal the avoda, because Yosef also can't sit in the azara. So this kasha that Yosef has a special chumrah didn't bother Tosfos mitzad the mora mikdash, mitzad the iser shimush shel yeshiva. Because what does one have to do with the other? Tosis, the Gemara here is talking about my Yosef. She'oichel, he's machal of the avodah. So a zar who does isn't oichel is certainly machal of the avodah. So you're going to say to me, no. Yosef has a special chorma that it's aser ba'azara. And that's why he's machal of the avodah. But the truth is that yeshiva ba'azara has nothing to do with yeshiva ba'avodah. These are two separate things. Yeshiva ba'avodah is a din b'tzuras ha'oved. How does the oved have to look? What's his form supposed to be? Is it going to be al yedei amida dafka or gam b'yeshiva? Is it going to be dafka by standing or even with sitting? That's when it comes to avoda. What's the tsuras ha'oved? And that has nothing to do with yeshiva. By yeshiva, the problem is not tsuras ha'yeshiva. It's because you're using the mikdash for your own purposes. V'rak mitzad ha'shimu sheshe yeshiva hu ma'ashi yesh yeser. So you can't say, no. We have a special chomer by Yosef because he's not allowed to sit in the azara. No. That has nothing to do with the avoda. We're dealing with being mechal the avoda. And this and avoda are two completely different stories. Avoda is a tsuras ha'avoda, and the yeshiva is a din and shimush. So you can't bring the fact that he can't sit in the azara as a pircha to show that yeshiva has a chorma, because it's a completely different type of yeshiva. It's apples and oranges. So that wouldn't be a kasha. So what taka was the kasha of Tosfos? Tosfos brings from the sugi and yuman daf chof hei. Why did they only ask from the sugi and yuman daf chof hei? Why did they ask from all the other places in Shas that you see there's an Isser Yeshiva Bazara? And the answer is because the sugi and yuma is talking about lishkos habnuyos b'chol upsuchos lakodesh. The chambers that were built in the secular, in the unholy place, and are open to Kodesh. And as hopefully we're going to see, there's no Isser Mitzad Mora Mikdash, and it's only Asser Mitzad Kavod HaShechina, Shu Chiyuv V'Din Amida Mamish. There's no Isser Mitzad Mora Mikdash, as we're going to see. Maisi's not in the Mikdash, he's Bana B'chol. But there is an Isser Mitzad Kavod HaShechina. And if it's Mitzad Kavod HaShechina, that's a Chiyuv in a Din Amida Mamish. There he Mamish has to stand. It's a Din Chiyuvi. Not just don't sit, but you must stand Mishum Kavod HaShechina, as we explained at length in the previous Shiurim. And therefore Tosfos says, asks Akasha. You and the Gemara wanted to say, Mali, we have a kavachor miyoshev, my yoshev she'ocha. You can sit and eat, and if you do the avoda while sitting, you're machal of the avoda, a zar who doesn't eat. Kachim, eno din shim avat chil is certainly machal. So here we're talking about the din of kavod hashchina. And Tosfos is asking, why don't we say Mali Yoshev She'asur Ba'azara, because we require Amida. As we explained in the previous Shurim, why do we require Amida Mitzad Kavod HaShechina? For the same reason we require Amira B'Sha'as Avoda. That's a Din Chiyuvi of Amida. You are obligated to stand while doing the Amida. That's the proper form of the Avoda. When you're Amida, it's not just that you're not allowed to sit when you do the avodah, you have to be standing. Kavod HaShechina is not just a matter of don't sit. It's Kavod HaShechina is you have to stand. And that's why we bring the Gemara in Yuma, because the Gemara in Yuma is talking about Mitzat Kavod HaShechina. So Tosfos says, all right, you said in the Gemara that Ma Yoshev Shim Avad She'ochel Im Avad Chilel Zar She'enu Echel Enu Din Shim Avad Chilel. So I have a question from the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma is talking about the Isser Yeshiva. And why is there an Isser Yeshiva? Because of Kavod HaShechina. Lishkas Havanuis Bechob Suchskos called back Kovar Hashchina, which is Din Chiyuvi in Avoda, that you have to stand. And that's the same Din, that's a Din Chiyuvi in Kovar Hashchina that you have to stand. That's the same Din as our Gemara, that you have to, that we're talking here about Avoda. Ma Yoshiv She'ochlem Ovad Chilel. Here we're talking about Avoda, and that fits with what Tosis brings about Lishkas HaBnuyas B'chol P'suchas L'Kodesh, which is talking about a positive din of having to stand out Kovar Hashchina, which is parallel to the din of having to stand when you do Avoda. So we say, look, you know what? You know why? You know why? Yoshev is Mechal the Avoda? Because Yoshev has a special Chumrah that he also has to stand out Kovar Hashchina, and therefore im Avad Chilel, if he did the Avodah, he's Mechalel, because he has a special Chumrah that he also is not allowed to sit in the Azara out Kovar Hashchina. He also has a din that he has to give Kovar to the Shechina by standing in Azara, just like he has to give Kovar and do the proper Avodah by standing. There's a din Chiyuvi, a positive din of standing. So don't bring me a Zar which doesn't have that. And maybe there, since he doesn't have that chumrah of having to stand al tzkav nashchina, he's not mechalo the avoda like a Yoshev is. So that was Tosfos' question, and on this Tosfos answered, no, it's only the rabbanon, and that's what we saw in Rashi and Sota, that this iser al tzkav nashchina is only midrabbanon. This whole chumrah is only the rabbanan, this chumrah of not, of having to stand in the azar. So therefore that wouldn't explain why I'm avad chila. So you can't say, oh, that has a special chumrah, you can't learn zar. Because this whole chumrah of having to stand in the azar, al tzkavad hashchina, is only the rabbanan. But in the Gemara we're talking about the kal v'chomer at d'oraisa level. That's so it's his teretz. In the Sugyan Kiddushin, in contrast, the Gemara is talking about the Isser Min HaTorah, Mora Mikdash. That's the Isser Min HaTorah. And therefore the Gemara asks, how was Shmuel lying in Heichal Hashem? And for the Kasha of the Mishnah Lamelech and the Gvura Sari, because the Mishnah Melech and Gvura Sari said to Tosfos and Zvachim Adav Tezayin that the whole Isser is not Min HaTorah, it's all the Rabbanan. Hey, look at the Sugya in Kiddushin. How do you read the Gemara there? Why does the Gemara have a problem with Shmuel lying Beichel Hashem? If it's only the Rabbanan, maybe it wasn't Usser yet. And it's just, no! The Gemara in Kiddushin is talking about the Din D'Oraisa. It was already d'oraisa the whole time, but only alts. Isser shimush b'mokam ha'mikdash l'tzarcho. That's why it was d'oraisa, and therefore the Gemara says, "Hey, so how is Shmuel allowed to lie there? He's doing it l'tzarcho. How is he allowed to do that? Ein yeshiva bazar l'malchei beis David bilvad." Gemara and Kedushin is talking about the d'oraisa. So there's no kasha of the Mishnah Lamelech and the Gvura Sari. Oh, it's only the Rabbanan according to Tosfos and Zvachim. No, Tosfos and Zvachim is talking about the Rabbanan. The Tosfos doesn't give the teretz of the Rabbanan because of the Sugya and Zvachim, where we're dealing with the issue of Avoda, where there's a din chiyuvi, there's a positive din that you have to stand during the Avoda. So they're saying, oh, so maybe there's a special chumrah there that you have to stand during the Avoda, because it's also a special chumrah that you have to stand in the Azar. But that's all, and Tosfos says, no, that's all on a Derabbanan level. That you have to stand in the Azar. It's not a Kasha. That wouldn't be a Pircha on the Kal V'Chomer, because the Kal V'Chomer is on the Gemara Tzvachim is on a D'oraisa level. And this chomer of having to stand out, kavod hashchin, is only the rabbanan. That's all the sugyan zvachim, but the sugyan kedushin is talking on a doraisa level. So therefore, there's no kasha. And maybe the rabbis hadn't answered yet. That's why Shmuel was lying there. Of course, they'd already answered. It's halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. Unbelievable. This is just unbelievable. Like a million daf. Not a million daf. Like 100 million daf. And with this, we can also explain Tosfos, who proves in Zvachim that it's only Dirabbanan, that one may not sit in the Azara. Because if so, why do you need two psukim? One to tell you that it's L'mitzvah B'sha'as Avoda, and a second pasuk to tell you that it's Li'kuva, that it's Ma'akev. If it was Aser, Tepuklei, you don't need a pasuk to tell you. You don't need two psukim, you only need one. Because it's Aser. And then you need another pasuk to tell you, not only is it Aser to sit B'Sha'as Avoda, but it's even Ma'akev. So the fact that you need two psukim, it must be that the Iser is only the Rabbanan, and if you need one pasuk to tell you Mitzvah L'amod B'Sha'as Avoda, and the other pasuk to tell you that it's even Ma'akev. So the Gevura Sari and the Shara Melech ask Nafkamina B'smicha the Shari B'Azara V'Aser B'Sha'as Avoda. So maybe really it's Doraisa. You're now to sit Doraisa, and the Nafkamina, the reason we have to bring another Pasuk is to tell you smicha, that smicha, even though it's mutter b'azara, but it's aser b'sha'as avoda. You need a pasuk to tell you don't do smicha. Really, yisur sitting is darais. You need a pasuk to tell you a second pasuk, one that it's ma'akeh, but won't even tell you it's a mitzvah not to do smicha. How's their kasha? Also the kasha of the Melor Roim. The mitzad yeshiva ba'azara tzara l'tzara chavoda. And therefore, you need a pasuk to tell you l'mitzvah. That even if it's l'tzara chavoda, you need a pasuk to tell you that you should still stand. It's still a mitzvah to stand l'tzarech avoda. Because mitzad the iser yeshiva ba'azara, it would be mutter l'tzarech avoda. And that's why you need the pasuk to tell you that there's actually a mitzvah mitzad avoda, that avoda requires a midah. But really, the issue of sitting maybe is daraisa. You just need a pasuk to tell you there's a mitzvah not to do smicha, and there's a mitzvah, even if it's a tzara chavoda, not to sit. So, based on what we explain, the answer is that the whole heter of smicha and tzara chavoda is only because the issue is mitzad mara mikdash. If it's Mara Mikdash, like we said, there's no din chiyuvi to stand, you just can't sit. So, smicha is permitted. And Tzarech Avod, it's not your own shimush. That's mitzad Mara Mikdash. That's when you would have a head there. But if the Isser Min HaTorah is mitzad Kavod HaShechina, if there would be an Isser Min HaTorah Mitzad Kavod HaShechina, and that's what Tosfos is talking about. That's the Nidon of Tosfos. The Nidon of Tosfos is the Din Torah, that it should be Isser Min HaTorah mitzad kavod hashchina. There'd be no heter smicha, and would be yasu l'tzarech avoda, because sof it's not kavod hashchina. So you can't say, oh, it'd be an afgamina. No. Really, it's asur min haTorah, but it's an afgamina. There's a heter smicha and a heter l'tzarech avoda. No. If it was really asur, if kavod hashchina, which is what Tosis is talking about, the Isser Yeshiva Zalts Kavod Hashchina, if that was Min HaTorah, there'd be no Heter L'Tzarech Avoda, and there'd be no Heter L'Tzarech there'd be no Heter to do Smicha, because that's a Din Chiyuvi that you have to stand if it's Kavod Hashchina. And therefore Tosis was compelled to say that it must be Asur D'Rabbanan, and if it's Asur D'Rabbanan, then we understand that L'tzarech Avoda they didn't aser. If it would be D'oraisa Mishum Kavod Hashchina, then L'tzarech Avoda would be aser. But since it's only D'Rabbanan L'Kavod Hashchina, maybe the other rabbis didn't aser. So again, once we prove that Tosis, as we did, that Tosis is talking about Kavod Hashchina, because he brings the Gemara in Yuma, which is Lishkos Habinuyos B'chol Psuchos LaKodesh, which is talking only about Kavod Hashchina, not mitzad the Isser of Shimush, of using the place for your own needs, Shimush L'Tzarcho, but rather, which is against the Kavod HaMikdash, but rather we see that Tosis is talking about Kavod HaShchina, so it's saying so. Maybe it has a special Chumrah, Yoshev has a special Chumrah, that it's Asur D'Oraisa Mitzad Kavod HaShchina, Ein Yeshiva Bazer Al Malchei Beis David. So you don't have a Kavod Chumrah anymore to a Zar. The reason is that a Yoshev she'ochel im avat chilel, you know why, if he serves his mechalel? Because that's a lack of Kavod Hashchina. And midoraisa we have a din of Kavod Hashchina. And that's why there's an Isser b'yeshiva l'malchei beis David. And that Tosa says that it must be d'rabbanan. The Isser yeshiva must be d'rabbanan. So the Achronim say, oh yeah, but no, maybe it's really D'Oraisa. And yet there's an Afgamina. Really, is it D'Oraisa that you're not allowed to sit? But there's an Afgamina B'Smicha. Because Smicha is Mutter Ba'Azara. And it's only Aser. And we need a Pasuk. That will be Mutter Mitzad, the Azara. And we need a Pasuk to tell you that nevertheless, there's a mitzvah not to. The Shari Bazara, and it's still Aser B'Shas Avoda, and that's why we need a Pasuk L'Mitzvah, both for Smicha and L'Tzarech Avoda. So that's really saying Yeshiva Bazara is really D'Oraisa. Yeshiva Bazara is D'Oraisa. Ela Malchei Beis David. Just Mitzare in Yeshiva, Smicha, and the Tzarech Avoda would be Mutter. That's why I need the special Pasuk. No, that is a mitzvah to stand. The answer is no, because if it were D'Oraisa Mitzad Kavod HaShchina, then there'd be no heter of smicha, and there'd be no heter letzarech avoda, because sof sof you're not being mechabit shechina. So that's what compels Tosfos to say. So it must be that it's the Rabbanon. And then if it's the Rabbanon, the Gemara still has its Kal v'chomer. So Hadvarim Hayinu flying biyoser. And we have still a lot more to say. I hope everything was clear. And we should be zochem mitzvah Hashem to say it. Lo modu lami lishma v'lasa l'kayim z'kol dibri samu terosu v'yahava. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. And you should always remember, after all of this amazing Torah, that sof davar kol nishma, esalokim yirava etz mitzvos of shmar kizek kol ha'ad. Shalom, shalom.